So this is a shir I think you've all been waiting for. How exactly do you figure out what is the right side, what is the left side of your house? All the shilohs and mizzahs are probably surrounding this question. You don't know which side. You send these pictures. You try to figure out, you know, is it the right side? There's this, that. You got a wall over here and a door over here. And door goes this way, that way. So what are the rules of thumb in terms of trying to figure out which side is the right side of your house? Now, Shulchan Aruch doesn't give you so much guidance other than where do you put it up. He says you put it up. It says, Tzarech l'kova al yamin hanichnas, on the right side of entering into the place. So the front door is easy. You put it on the right side of your front door as you enter into the house. But what about every single other room in your house? How do you determine which one is hayamin hanichnas? And this is based on the pasuk says mezuzos beisecha, that you enter, a person walks into his house, and it's derech beisecha, it's derech, the way that you enter into your house, and you always put your right foot first, and therefore you go on the right side. Now what happens if you're a lefty, a left footer, your left foot is stronger than your right? So there's a whole shiva, a whole chabura you could give on that. I didn't think that was too interesting because at the end of the day, they put it on the right side. Practically speaking, it's a pretty clear shiva. But the point is, okay, so you have all the facts in place, you just don't know how to apply them. You know mezuzah is supposed to be on the right side of the room when you enter. But how do you define entering? So, yeah, how do you define it?
You can't exit something unless you've entered it first.
Okay, but what do you do when you got a room that's got two entrances?
I've got archways in my hallway that you
can go around. Archways or grove, you go around the circle. What about like you got islands in your house, you could go around it?
The way that you go in more often.
Yeah, the road.
Yeah. Row of what?
Of usage.
Of usage of what?
Of entering.
So you're saying a different thing than him.
No, I'm saying the exact same thing.
No, say it clearly.
So if you have two entrances,
I'm going to make these guys fall right into nice machlokas over here.
If this is the kitchen, you have
okay.
two entrances.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, you're using this to get into the kitchen.
Okay.
And this to get out of the kitchen.
Okay.
It'll be on the right side of this one and the right side of this one.
Yeah, but that's very, I think, short-sighted, Shalom, about not saying the other rooms. What do you do with the other rooms? What's the usage in the rooms outside the kitchen? Meaning, according to you, it's irrelevant what is done in the surrounding rooms. To you, the key point is the use. But why do you view the doors of two doors to the kitchen? What about you view the two doors as the doors to the living room and the dining room on the other side? Meaning, right, you're only viewing it, Shalom, from a kitchen perspective. Why?
Because it's how you would... You're in your house. It's like how you would use it.
How you would what? Now, I've tried to pin you on those words. How you would what? How you would use what? Let me close the door. Because I want to scream about this. Yeah. How you would what? Though I'm trying to pin you on that point. How you would use, you define the word use. Which way I walk? How much time I would spend. Excellent. Okay. Interesting. Is that what you were saying?
No.
Okay. I didn't think that was what you were saying. You were saying how you would what?
Go in and go out.
How you would go in and out. It's different than what you're saying, Sean. You're saying how you would use it. I'm trying to break you guys up because it's not simple. So let's start with the fundamental. There is a concept called Heker Tzir, which means that you look which way the door opens up. In other words, if the door opens into a room, then that room that it opens into is the room that you enter into. In other words, you can decide a mezuzah simply based on looking at the way the door opens up. If the door opens up into a room, then you're entering always into that room. If the door opens, pulls out, whatever, then you're entering, then really you enter always into the room where the door goes in. In other words, whichever way the door turns, that defines which it, yeah, what it is. Yeah.
Nowadays.
Oh, one second, that's my next point. One second.
nowadays, especially in commercial settings, it's
excellent.
The opposite, because legally you have to open outwards.
Excellent, which I was hoping there would be someone who knew that or would be able to explain that to me, because that is a whole discussion of a Sefer Mezuzas Kilchasa. He has a footnote, Kriyas Mezuzas Kilchasa. He has a footnote about this point for all these engineers and architects, whatever, in the room over here. He says, well, what about if there are government regulations or there's rules defining which way the door needs
most
to open?
Most restaurants due to fire safety codes.
What? So the door has to walk, go out.
When you're leaving, it has to push outwards.
So, but how do you leaving what, though? But that's part of the question.
The store, you
right.
Go outside. That would be the easy one, because that's the front door. That's the front door of the store.
Okay, fine. Fine. So that's interesting. So in terms of that, does the Hecker Tzir make a difference anymore? What about when you got two doors, and two doors also go the opposite way? You have a double door, one goes out, one goes in, whatever it is. Then what are you supposed to do? Also, what are you going to do when... Oh, swinging door, okay, that's also a great question. Or there's no door, or a revolving door, or sliding doors. So again, so Hecker Tzir is a great concept, which is talked about by the Poskim at length, and trying to say it's a good indicator about where you put up the mezuzah, but many, including Ramosha Feinstein, hold that Hecker Tzir is only relevant when you can't figure anything else out. So in other words, while some Poskim, I think Chabad particularly, likes Hecker Tzir as a very good indicator of where you put up your mezuzah, in the end of the day, Hecker Tzir is really relegated to the end of the discussion. The only reason why I'm bringing up first is because a lot of poskim do discuss Hecker Tzir as a factor, and it is a factor which may be machria, which may be the final arbiter of which way you put up your mezuzah. But at the end of the day, it takes less importance than other factors.
Commercial kitchens are the same thing, by the way, where there's one entrance to go in and out, so it's a swinging door like that, but also it's based on exiting. You push the door out, so it makes them both push, and so no one hits each other. It's two push doors, one going this way, one going this way.
Interesting.
They both have the two swinging door issue, and
yeah.
Also they both are...
Which is a problem. I mean, you would have no idea which way to...
Right.
But so you can make it easy. In those commercial kitchens or other rooms, a lot of the times the discussion is very easy. Why? Because if there's only one entrance into a room, like we have a commercial kitchen where there's only one, those are only doors to get in. There's no side doors. Well, that may be a fire hazard in itself. But let's take a simpler house. What's the room I'm thinking of the most? A bedroom. Most people's bedrooms have only one entrance out of the bedroom, in and out in most houses. And so if that's the case, which way do you put it in? That's an easy one. You put it most of the time going into the bedroom on the right side, because the use of that house and the way you go into that room is very clear. Mezuzah is on the right side. Fine. But what about many rooms, especially on your first floor? There are two entrances, or there are two ways to get into the room. For example, if a person has a typical Kew Gardens Hills house, but he's got a back, a little back, and a front, so then, and it's a very small, first floor, so you have people, you could enter in from the back, and you can enter in from the front, so you have two entrance ways into that whole main floor, and let's say you have one or two or three, four rooms on that main floor. So which way is considered the way traffic goes? Which way do you put up? Which is considered the right side? To which it is a very simple and very basic machlokas. Do you define, and let's make it a case. Let's make it a good case. So I'm going to take my house, because my house I think is a good example. If anyone can picture the layout of my house, I'm going to try to picture it and try to describe it. My front door opens up into what I'll call the living room, dining room area. Okay. Then from the living room, dining room area, you could walk into my kitchen. And from my kitchen, you could walk into a back room, which goes out the back door. So I'm going to call it that I have three rooms. And it's not really precise, because I don't know that there is no mezuzah area between my back room and my kitchen. It's all like merges into one room. But let's assume that that was not the case. So I've got three rooms on my main floor. I've got a front living room. I've got a kitchen. Then I've got a back room. And then I've got goes out the door. Right? Very simple case. And there are two doors. Let's make it clear. A door from my living room, dining room into the kitchen. And a door from the living room, dining room into the back room. So now I've got two doors that we're going to have to try to figure out and discuss. What about the door that enters from the living room to the kitchen, or from the kitchen to the back room? Which side gets the mezuzah? No, very basic question. Anyone want to take a stab? So Shalom, let's pick on you. According to, yeah, which side? Wait, which side does it go on? Yeah? But I can put mezuzah, you're saying on both, oh, both doors get a mezuzah. Excellent, excellent. 100%. But which side of the doorpost gets the mezuzah? When I walk from my kitchen, my living room, into my kitchen, let's take that one. Right, so good. No, you're right. But which side? No, it's excellent. But which side? When I walk from my living room into the kitchen on the right side over there?
Question is are you going through the dining room or are you going through the
So, okay, so I've got a weird because I've got two ways to get there. But let's leave it simple. Simple,
you can't exit it unless you enter it.
Not true. Because I could come from my back door.
Yes, and how or?
This. How oh, so. Does it make a difference? Yes. Does it make a difference? So, wait, so one second. So, but you get the question. Yes, so from my living room to my kitchen, which side does it go? Does it go from my living room to the kitchen on the right side?
Yeah.
Or does it go on the left side? We'll call it that way, the right side or the left side, just to make it easier. I mean, I'm walking from my living room to my kitchen, it goes on the right side. You're telling me why? Show them why.
The typical way of getting to your kitchen would be through the front, not through the back door. And therefore, if the exit or the entrance using that route would be through the...
I hear you, but you could say that since there's also a back door and I could come in from the side, I have a side door also, I come from a side door and a back door, there's really three ways to get into the kitchen. And so there's, I would say the traffic in my house goes into the kitchen not only through that front door,
but most of the time that you're using the kitchen is not through... going through the side door. It's you're already in the house. You're ready.
Maybe. But I would say in my house, I don't know that that's the case. I would say that sometimes you come into the side, you come back door. So my kitchen, I would say, really has three entrances in my house. But which room do I use more also? Do I use the kitchen more? Or do I use my living room more? I would imagine, since we don't really have a big eating area in my kitchen, probably the majority of the time spent in my house is a living room. I think most people spend most of the time, unless you're a real cooker and you got a good big kitchen that you spend your time in, probably most of your dwelling time in terms of time usage is a living room more than a kitchen, I would suggest. So now I've got problems. So which way am I entering from my living room to my kitchen, which you're telling me is the more normal way to enter?
You have a side wall, huh?
Okay, but we even forget about side walls. I don't even think. Why? As long as you have a back door. If you have a back door.
You have a mezuzah going from your living room to the side wall. When you come in the front door, you have a side wall, right?
Yeah, but I don't have an arch over there. No, I don't have an arch. So it's all one big room. I have a big room to walk in. But then I've got, but to enter into my kitchen.
Put it on the right side on both sides.
But so that was last issue. We said you can't do that. That was what we said. We taught that you really can't do that, according to many posts. So it's a big shiloh. So I'll tell you what it boils down to. I'll tell you what I wrote. I wrote that like this. Most people walk from the living room to the kitchen, right? Okay. Most people walk from the living room to the kitchen, which would mean that, what? Which way does it get? On the right side, entering from the living room to the kitchen. Fine. But the living room, dining room, is used much more frequently than the kitchen. So if that's the case, that your living room is used more, so which way do you enter? You enter into the room which is more frequent or less frequent? One second, answer that question, my friend. So if you, in my house, I'll be honest, I don't use the kitchen at all. I don't know how to use anything in the kitchen. Not even one thing. I can make myself maybe eggs and pasta. That's it. Other than that, that's the extent. I'm barely in the kitchen. I'm the owner of the house. Yeah? So halachically, a man most of the time, unless you get into all another shaiwa, the man is the one who's the baal bais. So if that's the case, in my house, if you ask me, how much time do I spend in the kitchen versus my living room, it's a no-brainer. For sure the living room is more, and even my wife and my kids spend more time in my kitchen. My kitchen is very narrow. And so if most of the time is spent in the living room. So if you say it goes based on usage, like Shalom said, yeah? So which room is the room you're entering into? From the kitchen into the... living room, and therefore it goes on the left side when you enter the living room.
How do you get into the living room? Are you getting from your bedroom upstairs?
Who says that makes a difference? That's what Mr. Jacobowitz said.
In order to get into the kitchen, you
so Mr. Jacobowitz is saying to me it based on normal way that I walk. But Shalom will tell me, I don't care which way you walk. It depends on the usage. If you add up how much time Ephraim has spent in the kitchen versus the living room, it's probably 90 to 10 of time in my house.
Should he go into the living room? From where?
Okay, so fine. As long there are two doors in my house, even if I mostly go in from the yeah, but even if I mostly go in from one way, I could go in from the other way. So therefore, it's not like it's a no brainer that there's only one entrance. There's two entrances to the room. So who says you go based on the normal way that you walk? Maybe you go based on the normal usage.
Because isn't that the point? Isn't
that what we discussed? Comes along, Rav Moshe. And he writes like this. He says, "Kemokin bepischa shebein cheder lecheder." Our question: you've got a doorway between room to room. Shetzarach kukvoi, you need to put it on biyamin on the right side. Derov kinesis l'sha, most enterings into that room. V'lo yamin pesach lecheder shemishtamshim bo yoser, and not on the right side. Shalom, he's going to knock you off, but then we'll save you. 1 second. He says, not on usage. He says, usage of the room itself doesn't make a difference. It says, okay. We don't go based on the importance of the room. He says, however, that's not like the Das Kedoshim. Because he says, the way that you walk is important, but also based on the usage of the room. He says, most of the time, they're the same thing. But if you have a conflict, one room, like in my house, I think we walk mostly from my living room into my kitchen, but I think we use my living room more than my kitchen. So which side does it go? Das Kedoshim says, Shemachriya Ikrios HaCheder. You go based on the usage of the room, which in my case would be from my kitchen to my living room, because I use my living room. So it would go on the left side from my living room into my kitchen, because really the main entranceway, the main usage is my living room. And therefore, from my kitchen to my living room, it goes on the right side.
What is that?
1 second, as opposed to Rav Moshe says, no, Rov Alicho Sumachria. It goes based on usage. I'll tell you what makes a difference. It makes a difference for someone like
not
a
difference, based on. Where Moshe makes sense, because the whole basis to right and left side was.
Yeah.
You're walking, like the walking way.
Yeah.
So what is usage?
I'll tell you. So the way he says it is that in general, the Das Kedoshim is that in general, it's the same thing. This is why you guys weren't raised such a machlokes in the beginning. Usage and way that you walk is typically the same way. But what happens if you have a freak?
But Alichos, you're not going to be wrapping anything because what goes in has to come out.
Yeah, but if you have two sides, that's against two entrances into a room, right? So you could go into my kitchen from my back door. It's not frequent that you do that, but you could. So the way of walking is not always an important thing. That's what he says. Look, way of walking in general highlights the importance of the room, but not always, he says. And therefore, when you pit walking, which way you walk versus importance of the room, he says, Vidas Kedoshim would tell you the importance of the room. So in my house, my living room is more important than my kitchen. So even though I walk typically from my living room into my kitchen, because that's the first room you reach when you enter my house, that doesn't make a difference, says the Das Kedoshim. The living room is more important. Now Rav Moshe disagrees. And Halacha L'maisa, that's the way that we paskin, that really the important room, the most the defining factor is which way you enter into the room on a typical fashion. However, you should know that Reb Schechter Shlita is cited on the great website run by my wife's cousin, first cousin, Rabbi Ike Sultan, Halachapedia. You should check it out. It's a tremendous Talmud Chacham runs it. He quotes Reb Schechter and as saying that the opposite way, that we follow the Das Kedoshim. And therefore, my house, with my side of my mezuzah is on, the right side entering into the kitchen, I think would be incorrect according to that. And that it should really be then on the other side, because I think the main usage of my house house, of my those two rooms, is by far my living room versus my kitchen. And so therefore, it really should be from the kitchen entering into the living room on the right side, according to the Das Kedosh and Reb Shechter. Reb Moshe Feinstein clearly disagrees. Okay, next problem. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay, yeah.
I still fundamentally don't understand. The Das Kedosh makes sense, like,
yeah,
emotionally. Like, I understand this, but all of halacha comes from, like, source material.
No, but his source is, the source is very simple.
Source.
His source is derech biyoscha, that it's still, most of the time, it's the way that you walk. And that's because most of the way you walk is the same as importance. But what happens when you split it?
Right.
So then how do you define entering? If you ask me, if I've got two rooms, one is important, one is not important. It's based on this Iker Tafel concept. One is the important room, one is not the important room. Which way do you enter? Do you enter from your important room to your non-important room? No. You enter from your non-important room into your important room. So he says, if you have a split now of which way you normally walk, but I just normally walk because that's just the metzias, or do I say, no, entering means the room that I'm entering into, which is more important. And that's what the Das Kedosh Mishita is.
But like that,
he's got. Look, there are definitely there are definitely of this. Hundreds of pages
okay.
Spilled on ink on this. This is the sum up of it in 10 seconds. Next question is: okay, what about you have a walk-in closet? Yeah, walk-in closet is less than 4x4. Okay, but we put up a mezuzah l'chumra over here. So which side do you put in mezuzah? So most of the time without a bracha, if it's less than 4x4. But what do you do if you got a room and a walk-in closet? Which side do you put the mezuzah on?
How's that different than a bedroom?
How is that meaning?
You walk in only one way.
You walk in only one way. It should be on the right side. Most posts can hold you're dead wrong. Why? Why? It's very, and Rav Shechter as well. Why? Because since it's less than 4x4, yeah,
it's 4 feet.
4x4 amas, which is about 6x6 feet. 6 to 8 feet. But most of them, I'm thinking, I have a walk-in closet in my bed. I have a walk. No, but yeah, exactly. No, but even I'm thinking, I have a walk-in closet, which is probably about 3x3 or 4x4 feet. Probably, I don't know, 4x4 feet. I don't know. It's very, very, very small. I'm trying to think about it is, but it's, yeah, probably about 3 or 4. I'm horrible at distances, but I would imagine it's definitely not 6x6. It's definitely not 4x4 amos. Definitely not. So something like that. It has a mezuzah on it. It's a regular archway of a door. It's in my bedroom. Fine. I have about 1% of it. My wife has 99% of it, right? I'm sure every good husband as well, right? So the point is that you got this walk-in closet. Which side do you put the mezuzah in? You would have thought it's the way you enter it because there's no other way to get out of that closet, so it should go on the right side as you enter. Most poskim disagree, and they say no. Number one, he says, the closet here is not really a room. So the entry is, it's kind of like a hallway because it's not a room. It's less than 4x4. So the entry is always from the closet into the big room, again, because the big room is the important room. Your bedroom is the more important room. Another reason is because, that's really the same.
You can only get into the closet.
Correct. You can only get in, and that's why some posts can disagree, and they say, no, since the closet is like a room, even if it's less than 4x4, why? Because what's the closet doing? What it's supposed to. It's clothing your suits and your shirts and all your clothes. So even though it's less than 4x4, it's fundamentally serving its purpose. I'll read to you, this is why he put up a mezuzah on it. Because of the Pischei Tshuva quotes, Nechamude Daniel, listen to what he writes. And this is pretty scary. This is why you really should make sure that there's a mezuzah up on such a door. Kasa b'sefer Chamudei Daniel near a dafka bayis l'dira tzarich dafka she arba amos arba amos. The only time that it really needs to be 4x4, that's the minimal shear for a mezuzah, if you're living there. Avo be shar umer peses vegina or other types of rooms. I feel less bu arba arba chayovin. They're chayov, and he says the old nira b'mishe shol bayis kado. You got a nice big Q Arnell's house. V'yeshol chadorim ketanim, and you've got a lot of little small rooms, l'aniach sham chafetzim, which is what we would call in a closet. He says, chayavim b'mezuzah, because it's doing its purpose. The point of the room is to what? Hold your suits, hold your shirts. It's holding your suits and your shirts. So it needs, and therefore, according to that, which way do you put it in? on the right side going in, because it's like a little room, and you always, since there's no other entrance way out. However, if Schechter passes, I believe the other way that it really should be going, and it's not the way my house has it either. I have in my walk-in closet, it's on the right side going in, and I wrote weaker rely Miss Chamude Daniel in this other shita, but many would say that it's really the other way. It really should go from the closet out on the right side.
What about the garage?
Okay, garage next week. Have to come back over 2 weeks. That's our final. Going to be our final shear, I think. Excellent. Yes. So garage questions. Does it need a mezuzah at all? Final case. What about our one doorpost case? So in other words, here I tried to print. You had a picture that I saw online. It's basically you have this. I don't know if you can see, but it's basically you have a long wall on one side. So there's no like. Post. There's no whatever it's called. Like, it's door post on that side. It's one long string line, and on the other, I'm sure if I could do this 3D, can you see it? I don't know. I could pass it around afterwards. There's only one long wall, and then there's only a door post halfway. So this side doesn't have a door post at all. The door post is only one side,
so
right?
It's vertical on one side.
Right. What? Say again. It's like a
vertical,
going straight. Yeah.
Vertical element is what it doesn't have on one side.
Correct. It's one, because one side is just a wall.
You have a lintel, which is a horizontal.
That's what it's going to find. The lintel is a horizontal. Thank you for the names. Okay. So you have a lintel coming out of a long wall. Right, like
this.
That. Yeah.
This long wall, and I'm the doorpost.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm the
only doorpost. And many houses have that, because you just have one long wall and you just have a lintel. So does that room, entering that doorway, need a mezuzah? It's a great kushaila, because it doesn't really have a full doorpost, but it may have a right doorpost. It may not. This is the question. So many posts can say, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam, says that no mezuzah is needed unless there are doorposts on both sides of the doorway. That would obviate the whole shiloh. That would be easy. You could all go home. But I've got 30 more seconds. The Shach disagrees and says, no, the Rosh and the Torah disagree, and the Shach follows that way, which is Minhag Ashkenaz. And he says, no, it does need a mezuzah if the doorpost, the lintel entering onto the doorpost side, is on the right side. Which means you have to listen to the last 25 minutes of this year to figure out the answer to always these shilas. Because this is where it makes a huge difference. Do you have to get a mezuzah for such a doorpost, a half doorpost, or not? It depends which way is the right side. If the right side is the long wall, which doesn't have any, vertical doorpost to it, so then it doesn't need a mezuzah. If the right side is the other side, then it does need a mezuzah.
What's the vertical post called? A jam?
What's it called? What's the vertical post called?
Is it a jam?
I don't know. Whatever, the vertical post, I'm sure there's a name for it, but if you don't have that vertical post on that side, then that side, and that's your right side, it doesn't need a mezuzah. So halacha l'maisa, all these shaylas are extremely complicated. I tried to hopefully make it a little bit more simple, but I'll tell you the lesson. The upshot lesson, I have 10 more seconds for the upshot, I'm over my time. The last 10 seconds is that, look, the whole lesson of Matov Olecha, Yaakov, Mishkan Olecha, Israel, the whole idea is that the bias is a very important thing, and what goes on inside the house is no less important, if not it's more important than the front door of a house, and therefore a person should know which way you walk in the house, what goes on in the house, a person should act in his house. They said Rav Shamshon Falvarsh said a couple hundred or so years ago that it would be good if they shut down all the shuls for a little bit. We saw how this happened in COVID, And why? Because people in those days, the Reform, they thought that you're only a Jew, in shul. And we got home, you could do whatever you want, right? And so the whole idea is that, no, we're a Jew in our house as well. And what we do inside the inner confines of our house does make a difference. And this is highlighted by our mezuzah, that we even think which way mezuzah goes on every side. We're so careful in the dikduke mitzvahs, what goes on in our house, we should be careful that whatever our persona is outside the house is also our persona inside our house as well.